Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, more with comedian Shane Moss. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, we have a special guest in the studio.
He is comedian Shane Moss. And Shane is a very fine stand-up comedian. We've known him for many, many years. He used to work in a factory. I'm trying to remember back in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What kind of factory was it?
Well, my first factory gig was at a crouton factory.
Oh, wait. They make croutons at a factory?
Yeah, they make croutons in a factory. And I actually didn't know that was funny. I just had a gig at a crouton factory, and then years later, people would ask me what jobs I had, and I was like, "Oh, and I worked in a crouton factory." Reliably, everyone laughs every time. I don't know if it's like because you picture like Keebler elves or something like that making croutons, you don't think about them in a factory.
I thought you just tore up bread and they became croutons.
Did they just bake bread and cut it up?
Yeah, you bake the bread. So I wasn't involved in that process, and then it's staled for like a few days or something, and then I get involved in the next process where they'd throw it on like a conveyor belt. It would get chopped up, go through an oven, and seasoned. And then there was a very, very important part, which is that if before it gets bagged, if you're a worker, you want to grab a handful of croutons and eat them yourself. So you got to get some of the third shifter's grubby fingers in the croutons to sample before you bag them. That's the secret sauce. Like I remember I was in Ireland. I took a tour of the Guinness factory there, and they were like, "Oh, they had apparently, when the health regulations improved in the early 1900s, they realized that rats were getting smashed up and all of this stuff. And they were like, we can't do that anymore. So they put in like some sort of fence thing so that the rats wouldn't get in. And then after that, people started complaining about the new flavor of Guinness.
Amazing.
And so then they had to find something that was similar to rat blood taste to add back into Guinness.
What era was this?
This is like the early 1900s.
Wow.
Imagine having that job. You got to taste rat blood and then try to find something that tastes right.
and that's kind of like what we did with the croutons. If you don't have like degenerate third shift,
I never thought about it because I guess I don't buy store-bought croutons. In fact, I'm not a big crouton fan anyway, but... But then you said they have to let them go stale?
Let the bread stale and then they throw it in the oven.
Let me ask you this. It was
a seasonal job. It was right before croutons. Thanksgiving.
Why don't you like croutons?
I just don't like croutons. It's like stale bread, it's crispy. It's like people who put breading in meatballs.
You kind of have to do that every now and again.
Yeah, they make them stick together.
Right.
It was the only food-related job that I ever had. I guess I worked at a grocery store, but I never worked in like the service industry or whatever. And so you would think that I would have got sick of the croutons.
Did it smell good there?
It smelled so good. Mm. And ate a full size meal in croutons every single day that I worked there. Would you say that every
bag that has the same amount of croutons? And if not, give or take, how many is the difference?
It depends on how many get sampled. It depends on how hungry I was that morning.
So there was no hard and fast rule of each bag, 75 croutons.
It was close. it was in the ballpark. They have to have a weight and everything.
Sure.
And then my longest job, I worked in a furniture factory for a year. Ashley Furniture.
Oh.
It was made in Arcadia, Wisconsin. Ooh. I worked there for several years, and it was a real job. Hmm. I still to this day, if people are like, what would you do if you weren't a comedian? I say that I would love to be a crane operator. And that's because I did a lot of like forklift driving and like boom truck stuff in the factory. And I loved it. I liked playing with the levers and everything. And I actually always wanted to be a crane operator. It seemed like too much of a long shot for me. So I became a comedian instead. A crane operator.
Yeah, lofty.
How do you get into that?
And probably, I would imagine.
You have to be born into it.
Ironically, you'd probably make more bread working as a...
Have you ever had panzanella?
What is that?
It's an Italian salad, but instead of lettuce, it's croutons, basically.
What?
Yeah, they make it with tomatoes and onions, and it's like pretty a salad. Good. It's very good.
What's it called?
Panzanella.
That sounds like a race car. You see Josh's new panzanella? It's badass, man.
It's Italian for finally fat people like this salad. it's all croutons.
They get moist because of the dressing that's on it, but it's very good.
Yeah. There's a couple places I go where I get the same salad every time, and I always say no croutons, and they always forget, so I have this little mountain of croutons when they come back.
I went to, you're making me remember the best eavesdropping I've ever done in my life. As like people don't think about croutons being in factories. Well, here's a bigger blind spot for you. I was actually you're just talking about the compost thing in British Columbia.
Yes.
I visited Vancouver Island for the first time this year. Beautiful. Vancouver is not my favorite place in the world, but you take the ferry across Vancouver Island. It's like from another time or something like that. It's this beautiful. I went to the Salt Spring Island, which is. It's like both quaint and adorable and like artsy. It's like if the Amish rebelled and were still like very Amish. It's got like an angsty kind of like, screw you, Mom. I will use electricity to churn butter. I renounce my name. I am no longer Jebediah. Call me Ezekiel. It's still kind of Amish. It was the vibe. And so it was. I found myself at the Salt Spring Island goat cheese company. It was a farm there. And there's all these goats and stuff around. You get to see it was this whole beautiful place. And walking around, and there was this like grandma with her like, she was maybe about 70. She had her two like adult sons that in their 20s or so. And there's something like odd about them. That is just like kind of paying attention to what they're saying. And then I heard it was the best eavesdropping I've ever heard. It was coming out of the goat area. The woman, she goes, I love cheese. I just feel bad they have to kill the goats to get it.
Oh!
And I was like, ooh, I'm listening. Yeah. And then I hear as her grandkids go, oh, they don't kill the goats. And she goes, oh, well, how do they get the cheese then? And they're like, from milking. And they're like, she goes, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. What could possibly make sense to you in this? How is your not entire framework of reality not completely shattered? Like, I've been a comedian for 20 years. I have a science podcast where I've interviewed over 400 scientists. I've had a fair number of psychedelic experiences. I have never had a paradigm shifting moment, like going 70 years of one's life thinking that cheese is the product of slaughter, feeling bad about it, beating it anyway.
Yes.
And then one day finding out that cheese comes from milk. Oh, that makes sense. How are you not having a seizure right now? Just the flood of memory of all of the humiliating things you must have seen said about cheese in your life. Like the time that you made the goat cheese salad for everyone and asked for a moment of silence for the goats. For the time at the picnic that you tried to dissuade children from using Cheese Whiz, explaining that it was murder in an aerosol can.
Shane Moss is our guest.
Canned murder.
You ever eaten goat?
I love goat.
Do you?
Well,
like
I love travel. I've been to Jamaica. I like lamb better than goat. I don't know that why I'm comparing the two, but I don't have goat as much, and I enjoy it. Almost had some last night, but yeah,
really,
Jamaica's big into their goats.
Mm-hmm. Tom does not like goats.
I had the goat tacos at this place, and I took one bite and said, not for me.
That's fair.
What is it? Is it like too gamey or something?
It tasted like 30 weight.
Things like motor oil?
Yes.
That's weird. Interesting.
That's an odd way to prepare it.
Yeah.
You might have had it prepared wrong.
I trust your taste buds, pal.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I did not like it. It had weird taste. Christy Lee is at the news desk. What else have we missed?
Researchers have captured footage of a possible wolf-dog hybrid in northern Minnesota.
Wolf-dog.
NPR News reports that the animal was spotted traveling with two wolves earlier this year. Researchers with the University of Minnesota said that in their 10 years studying wolves in and near Voyageurs National Park, they've never seen a wolf that looks like this animal. Project lead Tom Gable told NPR News that so it's either a wolf-dog hybrid of some sort or some wolf that has some very interesting physiological mutations or characteristics that are very unique relative to other wolves here in northern Minnesota.
Have they considered this is a northern chupacabra?
Maybe.
Have they even bothered to look
into
this?
This thing's a beautiful animal.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, then it's not a chupacabra. Then
they're hideous creatures.
Yeah, it looks like it's half German Shepherd, half wolf.
Maybe it is.
Scary. But I'm surprised we don't have wolf doodles yet. I mean, you got Bernedoodles, you got your Labradoodles, you got your wolf, Golden Doodles.
Wolf Doodles.
How about a Wolf Doodle?
Oh.
I love a wolf.
Sure, there might be some problems with attacking people.
You love a wolf?
I'm
wolf
with you.
Wolf Doodle, yeah.
Well, this is the problem.
I'm not a fan of doodles. I like
I'm with you.
I like, the, yeah.
It's a law. You have to have a doodle if you live in my
Didn't
village.
We work with a part-timer who had a wolf or something like that?
A wolf?
I know a guy that has a wolf.
No, do you really? Radio.
Yeah, maybe this is another thing.
What do we think about wolf wawas? Like Chihuahua wolves?
Are they
in constant pain?
We just hope that the...
it's an antsy wolf.
The mommy wolf is the...
mommy, not the chihuahua.
Mommy, not the chihuahua's not the mommy.
Right.
I'd like you to meet our wolf. This is our wolf. Pedro.
Something very wrong.
He's a chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
This thing is scary looking, though.
So you have a friend that has an actual wolf.
Yeah.
As a pet.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I didn't think that was legal. But
well, the problem, he said, is with getting packages. The drivers want, they leave, he lives kind of on a farm, and they leave their...
No, I don't blame them.
Yeah. Way far away.
I bet so. Yeah.
I go, dude, that's, I mean, you got to just expect that.
Does this thing, I mean, is it quite clearly a wolf when you see it?
Apparently, yeah.
How old is it?
I have not seen it. I've not gone to this guy's place.
How old is the wolf? Do you
I
know?
Don't know.
Is that safe?
I don't think it necessarily is.
I don't think so either.
I feel like my family's been visiting me less since I got the pet bear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Strangest thing. I didn't see it coming.
Well, they think now,
is it a black bear or a brown bear? What's the matter?
I just found a different version of this story, and it says they speculate the animal was released. There may be someone maybe have bred the dog with a wolf, and then quote, very challenging to raise. Sometimes people discard them in the woods.
You think?
It says hybridization cannot occur. It rarely occurs in the wild. It says.
Yeah, this dog. Yeah, they know beautiful. It almost looks like a husky.
Oh,
wolf.
Yeah, but yeah.
Look at that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, long haired, really pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's those cameras out there in the middle of nowhere that capture everything. It's a miracle that they haven't seen Bigfoot right yet, Josh.
No, no, no. Well, you don't look at the right spots. There's some very compelling pictures out there. But,
really?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and video.
Yeah,
because they've got these cameras all over the place that take pictures of animals that no one's ever seen.
Right, right. And the Sasquatch, they learn not to go into those areas. As well.
Really? Is that on their iPhones?
Oh, they don't need that kind of technology. You know this.
Okay.
Why do you feel like you have to make fun of things you don't understand? Why is that?
Because I don't understand almost everything.
Okay.
I got something to keep myself from going crazy. Do you have a large following of psychedelic drug users? Because
I do, yeah.
I mean, didn't you do a podcast focused on the world of psychedelics?
No. I did a podcast focused on science and psychology. And I like learning about how the brain works so much so that I'll even attempt to read neuroscience from time to time, which is a nightmare. I don't know if you've ever... All that jargon will put you right in a coma. I don't understand how there's neuroscientists. They must just read a paragraph, take a nap, read another paragraph... Take another nap. It's so frustrating. You would think that your brain would be more interested in learning about itself.
Right? Yeah. Makes sense.
You would think clearly your mind would see more incentive to understanding how it works. Could not care less. Love talking about itself.
Wow.
Learning about itself, not so much. Because it's not that, it just wasn't built for such a task. Like your phone can memorize a bunch of words more than you'll ever use in a lifetime. Seems impressive, but your brains did more work just walking in here. The math involved to put one foot in front of the other is breathtaking. They can't build a robot that can walk anywhere near as well as you. To for listeners to hear this, right, there's sound waves hitting their ears, breaking it down into syllables and language and context. Do you understand how powerful a computer would need to be to know how hard this joke is bombing right now? I mean,
yeah,
it would take
Shane
all
Moss.
The computers in the world.
I love that, Shane. No, the reason I said that, the last time you were here, you were doing some kind of seminar on psychedelics somewhere. I forget what it was.
Yeah, I've done a variety of themed shows through the years. I have a special about animal mating behavior on Amazon Prime, and then I have I put out a concept album around breaking my feet called My Big Break back when. And then I did a psychedelic tour.
And as you mentioned earlier, now that you look like a homeless hippie waiting for his next fix, you're actually not taking as many drugs. Time now to review the history.
Yes, September 24th. Tom, what happened on this day?
I did not know. This is somewhat revelatory.
Much you don't know.
No, there is. 1952. And I'll put this out to everyone.
Yeah.
The first KFC opened where?
The first KFC opened Omaha, Nebraska.
Lexington, Kentucky. It's got to be, right? Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. No, it's Salt Lake City.
What?
Wow. Interesting.
Who knew? I one never, of the 11 spices. That would have been my last guesses.
That is one of the 11 spices. What,
salt?
Yeah, it's one of the spices. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, very good. 1964, The Munsters premiered on CBS.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable one.
Do you remember the theme to the Munsters?
I do remember the theme to the Munsters.
How does it go?
They weren't words, though, right?
No.
No. And there you go. There's that's part
that was
one.
Close.
Good.
I don't remember that.
What recent hit song incorporated that theme? Do you remember?
Fallout Boy, Uma Thurman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good, Josh.
Yeah, I'm not a effing moron, am I? I know a few things. Very good, Josh. We'll hang that on the refrigerator.
Oh, look, right
what
there.
A condescending prick.
You can see it. There, look at what Josh did.
You see what I'm up against, Shane?
Oh, God.
You can't compliment me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.